15%.
Buddies. And you know what? I like having you as my buddy. I do.
Oh, I like having you as my buddy.
I think you are one of the special people. I really do. And if I were next to you, I'd give you a big hug.
Aw.
Even though you don't have your makeup on and you think you look like... When you think... Isn't it interesting how people perceive of themselves? When you think you're at your worst, somebody's going to look at you and think, wow, she's pretty hot. It's just, it's like truth. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It doesn't have to be that you have your image of you that you want to present. This goes for everybody, everywhere. You have an image. And men, muscles, hair, face, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Women, figure, hair, face, the stuff that people think, other people think of. But even though that is impressive for some to have a particular look about you, others may not think it's that way. Others are affected differently. Not everyone is the same, nor do we all see you the same. So I say that because so many people are so hard on themselves, and they ought not to be as hard as they are.
Men like us without makeup, which is funny. We get all decked out and think
I find makeup to be unappealing. I want to see the real person, the real woman, the real
Well, what you think
you.
Is the real woman.
Well, I've had my opportunities to find things about women.
You mean you don't like holding in the eyelashes when they fall off?
I'm not sure about that. There are other things that I haven't liked held. I haven't liked holding on to particularly over the years. That's a subject for another day. It is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Richard be along. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow who in many ways has been an inspiration to me and for me. A guy who ran a radio station that carries this program, put me on the air there a long time ago. And he now is on the radio station and he has lots of wisdom to share. And I know he comes on the program once in a while when we're on his station during a holiday. But because he's really a sage in a manner of speaking, and he's trying to help children. The Festival of Toys is going on in Eau Claire, and Marty Green at WAYY is involved in this project that collects money for toys. So I decided I wanted to help him in this and other endeavors as well, and so we'll spend some time with him in a moment. I feel it would be inappropriate for me not to say a couple of things, frankly, about what has transpired in the past 24 hours in terms of what we heard through the words written of Elizabeth Edwards and her passing as quickly as it was.
So fast.
So it wasn't really so fast, though. Jennifer, she's been
suffering.
We learned a lot. Now, there are plenty of women, sadly, who go through the same thing that she has gone through. There are all kinds of discussions and debates one can have about the proper care and treatment of people who go through that horrible disease. She became more of a, I guess, lightning rod would be the way of putting it, because of where she came from and what she was involved in. She was in the public eye because of her being married to John Edwards, running for the presidency, and then all the stuff that happened as a result of him being a no-good son of a bitch. And even though that happened, at the end, he was there at her side with the other members of the family. And the most important lesson from that is not that John Edwards was a son of a bitch, because he was, but because there was obvious forgiveness on her part. That she had to have been a figure. I wish I'd have known her, frankly.
Graceful.
Somebody bigger than life. Yeah. Yes, graceful, thoughtful, helpful. All of those things, and you find people that are... Is she the only one who's been like that maybe passed away in the last 24 hours? No. But she had the limelight. She did get our attention. And so, for that reason, we say thank you to her for lessons, hopefully well-learned by some. And there are all kinds of lessons in her life. Courage, fairness, wisdom. But of all of those, is forgiveness the most important? And perhaps it is. And maybe we can learn. Maybe I shouldn't call him a son of a bitch, but I think that, and it's crude and all that. But that's the way he strikes me. But I want to forget about him and think about her. And in that thought, I also have, yesterday when I got off the air, I went outside, and Edgar and I were talking, and he looked at me and said something to me that you think about people that you're close to, and you don't think of them dying. You don't. You don't think
about your own sanity.
Maybe that's what it is. But as a fellow that I first met when I was teaching English in the eighth grade at Winch Park Junior High School here in Framingham, who was at best a bad student. He was trouble, but his trouble was because he had stuff going on with him that wasn't like everybody else. He had what was referred to, I think, at the time as learning disabilities. And I was the only teacher he ever had that recognized that and tried to get him some help. He got lost in the system and pretty much got lost, period, and got out of school. I lost track of him until about 8 years ago. I went into a garage where some work was being done on one of my farm vehicles, and I looked at the table where these guys were having their lunch in the garage, and I said, "Ramsey?" And he said, "Mr. Stefan?" And so we had a friendship. He worked for me on the farm for 6.5 or 7 years as my mechanic. And his birthday was exactly the same day as mine, November 5th. And we had often clashes, as he would happily tell me. We were both the same in many respects. And last summer we parted ways. He went off because it got to a point where we couldn't work together anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen him 2 or 3 times since then. And on my birthday, one of the fellows who works for me, who's a wonderful human being, called him to wish him a happy birthday. And he said, "Make sure you tell Doug I said the same." Well, the night before last, he always had horrible headaches, really bad migraines, and never really was able to do much about it except, you know, go away for a day and take a lot of pain medication, and that was it. So he didn't feel well. Went to the hospital. As he walked through the door, he dropped dead.
No.
54 years old, had a brain aneurysm, and it exploded in his head, and that was the end of that. So simple, not a bad, mean bone in his body, just pretty damn stubborn and pretty hard to deal with sometimes, but he wasn't there was nothing about him that was a bad person. He just didn't fit into a lot of the things that, one has to fit into when you're working in an environment where there is.
Sometimes it's best just to be friends.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't part angrily. He just said to me, he got upset with me one day and said, "I've had enough." I said, "Okay. And you're going to leave?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay." And then he packed up his truck and he left. And that was pretty much it. But I always have thought fondly of him. And when I heard that, when Edgar told me that he had died the night before, I thought to myself, what a sad reality. He and his daughter were very close, and that's pretty much the only thing in his life that was important, his daughter. And I remember last 4th of July, he decided he was going to have a 4th of July party on the farm. And I had arranged to do some other stuff. I was going to have sort of a little show and tell in the dairy store, and he decided he'd invite all of his family and a bunch of his friends, and they'd have a picnic at the farm. And so instead of me having the open house like I wanted to, when I realized that he had invited all these people to come to the farm, I said, okay. I was extraordinarily annoyed with him. But then we all got together, we brought things, and we had a little picnic on the 4th of July. That was the kind of, he just would do stuff, and he'd think, he'd get upset with me because I would be upset with him because he did stuff and he didn't ask me. But at the end, he was so lovable, it was extraordinarily hard to get angry at him. And there are other, we all have people in our lives who are like that, frankly. I think we all have folks that we have met in our lives and had to work with in our lives that, for whatever the reason, and my God, how would anybody get along with that person? But yet you still see the good in them. And it isn't just when they're dead. It isn't just through our eyes when they're gone. But you think, I mean, we've thought a lot of good over the years about Elizabeth Edwards, for sure. And nobody's going to say much good about her husband, no matter what. Even if there was forgiveness there, nobody's going to say
especially
much.
Especially now.
About, yeah. But John Ramsey, people will say good things about him. And it's that sort of thought that I keep in mind. John Lennon died on this day, too. We'll have a review of that. And then we're going to meet Marty Green. He's going to spend some time with us. We'll talk about this Festival of Toys, which is a very important undertaking.
I love toys.
Toys, don't we all love them? 17 after on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255, always the connection line. You can also text us at 646-926-DOUG when you feel to, and that's really what this is about. If there's nothing else that's a hallmark of this program, we do have feelings. However, if McFadden gets that song out, was it Maurice? What was that guy's name who did Morris Edwards or Morris? Somebody like that.
Yeah.
If you get that out after I said what I did about feelings, you will be with. I'm going to send you somewhere, and you're not coming back.
Unfortunately, you didn't give me time.
No.
Next time, though. I'm all
feelings.
Do it again.
We meet Marty Green in a moment here on Good Day 19. No, wait a minute. 21 after already, Richie.
Thank you. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. Now, what a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
Electrifying, a jolt of adrenaline, talk radio.
Remember, I am your fearless leader. I am the source of knowledge and wisdom.
What do you think you're doing in here? Changing the world? This is a talk show, and you are a talk show host.
Time of year when many people are giving, and that's a good thing. Alicia Keys was involved along with Lady Gaga and Justin Timberlake and Kim Kardashian and Ryan Seacrest in getting money for Keep a Child Alive. Actually, it was her charity, and they have raised $1 million as of last week for World AIDS Day. There are a slew of celebrities who get involved in all kinds of things. They're all over Twitter and Facebook asking you to donate money to various charities. And they are, for the most part, this time of year especially, pretty worthwhile. You'll get everyone's, you're going to get a con job. There are people around who are conning you. And so you just have to be on guard. Know to whom you give money and why. And it is in that spirit that I welcome a gentleman, and I do say that with meaning. He is a gentleman. He's been involved in the radio. Actually, I can happily say you're one of the few around who've been involved in radio longer than me.
1960.
Yeah. See, you got 5 years on me. Good for you.
I was still in high school.
Yep. Well, you're still older than me, though. No matter how you slice it. Marty Green, who's been at WAYY for how long?
I started in 1976.
1976 at WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You were responsible for making your station an affiliate of the Good Day Enterprise, and have been you've witnessed the change over the years. And I wonder if when you listen now and you think about your own career, how are you different on the air than you were a long time ago?
Well, I was a disc jockey in South Carolina for 5 years, playing the top 60 in Dixie, and then I spent 10 years in television, and not on the air, in promotion and sales, and loved radio, wanted to come back to radio, and then came over here and brought talk radio to Eau Claire 20 years ago. We're celebrating 20 years on the air with talk. And I actually retired in 2003, and about 6 or 7 months ago, they talked me back into coming back on the air one day a week as a contributor in a show that comes on after yours. And I'm involved in the community, and we're doing a charitable effort in a couple of days. And I said, hey, Doug, I'd love to talk to you about it and give a little shout-out all over the country.
So why do you think it is that the Festival of Toys is what we're talking about in Eau Claire? Why don't we do these things all year long? Why do we just
do a couple of things. We do a thing with kids and backpacks right before school, and then we do Festival of Toys. We kind of look at special times of the year, the station does. I don't say we anymore because I'm just an employee now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a way of giving back to the community, and I think that's what real hometown radio is all about.
Yeah. So what happens? The Festival of Toys, you're collecting money for specific toys, for specific people?
We're collecting money and toys, so people around the country could send us a donation to P.O. Box 1, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54703. And we'll be out broadcasting live for 13 hours Thursday and Friday from a location, the Festival Foods here in Eau Claire. And people can drop off toys, new toys, and then we will have people that will deliver them to kids who might not get a toy this year. And with the economy the way it is, this is doubly important. But the whole station is involved, and I'm proud to be part of it.
All right, Marty Green continues with us as we visit from his roost, if you will, at WAYY in Eau Claire, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells, and the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yesterday's news.
December 8th, 1980. The death of a Beatle.
John Lennon, outside of his apartment building, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
I would have liked to have kind of just told him that I thought he was okay and just straightened things out. The last phone call that we had together was a really good, warm phone call.
Lennon was shot 4 times outside his Manhattan apartment by Mark David Chapman. When police arrived, Chapman was still at the scene holding a copy of the novel Catcher in the Rye and a cassette filled with Beatles songs. Lennon's death sent ripples of grief across the world. 1 week later, millions of fans participated in a 10-minute vigil. Chapman was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic and sentenced to life in prison. And that's yesterday's news for December 8th.
Now it's 34 minutes after the hour. The sad news about John Lennon, sad news about Elizabeth Edwards, and my associate and friend John Ramsey happens every day, all day long. So it's more important as you think about those circumstances for you to live your dreams. Your mind is your mental workshop. You build anything you want in your mind. You visualize what you want in your mind. That is, you see it, you feel it, you taste it, you believe in it. Make your mental blueprint. Begin to build. Think about what you want. And then, this is the imagination stuff. So as I'm spending time talking to Marty Green here, and we're thinking about the gargantuan effort that gets put forth every year at this time on behalf of people who need. And there are more people who need this year than has been the case for quite a while in our country. And so the folks at WAYY, where Marty Green works, have their Festival of Toys, as do many of you who run radio stations. This program
is heard in one form or another on almost 400 radio stations around the country. And on those 400 radio stations, there are people like Marty who are trying to help. So every one of the stations deserves kudos, deserves a plaudit, if you will. And so as an example of what is being done and an acknowledgement of the generosity that we know will be forthcoming when Marty and the other fellows who are his colleagues, I say fellows, I think there's a woman involved. Isn't there a woman on the show?
There's one woman on the show, Helen Deloy. Right.
Like
she'll be out there too.
Our token woman, Jennifer, here. You have your
watch
token.
Watch it, buddy.
Anyway, so the Festival of Toys, are people bringing toys?
Yes, people come and drop by, and we have auction items that will be going on to raise money. This goes on for 13 hours.
The businesses who are sponsors of the radio station?
Thursday and Friday.
The businesses who are sponsors of the radio station, do they supply things as well for you?
Oh, absolutely.
To use?
Theater passes, things like that. I have been part of our efforts in both of our charitable causes each year. And I'll tell you one thing, Doug. When the economy gets like it's been for the last few years, the hearts in western Wisconsin seem to open up even more. People give even more because they know there are more and more people that are in need at this time of the year. And we thank them for that.
Because, isn't it amazing?
This is a great part of the world. A lot of people don't even know we're here. They think we're part of Canada. But we're about 100 miles from Minneapolis. So it's a great place to be. And I've been here over 30-some years. And being back on the radio is therapeutic after three heart attacks, Doug. And I'm doing great, walking about 2 miles every day. And being back on the radio is part of that therapy, too.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have mental as well as physical. Eau Claire's about 100 miles from Chicago, too, right?
About 300 miles.
Is it 300 miles from Chicago? Yeah. Good Lord, I didn't think it was that far.
Yeah, we're about 300 miles from Chicago.
And it's cold there, I'm betting, this morning.
Oh,
it's cold pretty much
cold
everywhere
there
today.
But we have warm hearts.
Warm hearts here. Good. I was encouraged because yesterday as I talked to my family in Southern California, Jennifer will underscore this, things have pretty much evened out there to where they're supposed to be in the 70-degree, 71, 72-degree range.
Yep, we're back to warm again.
It'll be my pleasure to bring Charlotte out there and dig in for a while. Let's spend a moment or two talking about some of the things that make you a connector, and that's really what we all have to be. If we're going to do this and be a successful person on the air, there have to be things that we say, things that we contribute, things that we add. And you always have your columns, which I've been reading for a long time, Wisdom on Wednesday, that have little bits and pieces of things that you can call out yourself. For example, Richie, did you know that 72% of us would rather have a partner who's romantic than a clean freak?
I'm surprised it's that low.
72%.
Can we have both?
Really?
Yeah.
39% said no way could they love a slob. Surprisingly, the guys who are pickier, 44% confessed they wouldn't or couldn't love a slob, while only 34% of the ladies said forget about it.
I have a problem
Marty's
with slobs.
Wisdom on Wednesday. Yeah, well, some of this stuff must startle even you when you dig around.
Oh, I get it from all over the country. And as far as the radio show, is just talking to people. I love to talk to people. Of course, being in cardiac rehab, there's about 20 guys that work out at the Mayo Clinic Hospital here, and they give me their opinions on things. So we kind of center on the radio show hosted by John Murphy and Bob Bosold about what's going on in the community, whether it might be a new jail or it might be a school referendum or...
Right. Building a new jail. You get into, okay, so let's pick that apart for just a moment. The community needs a new jail. Why does it need a new jail?
Well, the state had said that it needed a new jail. We worked on a referendum.
Who's in the jail?
Well, this is a county jail.
I understand.
This is a county
but
jail.
But you've heard
and
me
it,
many times.
The state of Wisconsin said that it was needed to be brought up to code, and if it wasn't, then there was the chance that they could shut it down, which would mean more prisoners would be transferred to other counties, 40, 50, 100 miles away. And so we got a community effort with citizens, Republicans, Democrats, management union, and the referendum last April passed, and the construction is going on as we speak, Doug, and the new jail will be completed in a year or so.
See, if I'd have been there, I would have been a rabble-rouser, because I think most of the people who are in these local jails ought not to be in the jails if they aren't hardened criminals that are in a physical danger to society. They ought not to be locked up, and the people who have been, I'd wonder how many, I would have asked how many people are in jail for drug abuse versus how many are in there for rape or murder or really horrible crimes, and that would be, I wouldn't want, and this is another thing, again, I'm kind of digging in here, I wouldn't want the prisoners, the really bad people, the criminals, to be in good digs, clean. Why would you want them to be in some state-of-the-art building?
Yeah, busted rocks with cockroaches and rats.
Put them into a dirty old building that is that's full of rats and horrible conditions. Hello, this is about punishment. This isn't about, I think.
Club Med.
Yeah. I'm not sorry.
I have a feeling, Doug, we would have probably been on opposite sides of that issue. Because,
yeah, that's okay.
I don't say that this is a Taj Mahal prison or jail, but it must be clean and it must be able to be able to see what the prisoners are doing so they don't try to commit suicide.
We'll put a lot of lights in them.
Anything like that. We must be civilized. And
I don't say we're not
we
being
have
civilized.
A jail that is not up to code by the state of Wisconsin, you got to do something about it.
Well, you and I love each other, but you're right. We would disagree on this. I don't want to, it isn't about, well, it is actually. The people who belong in jail ought to suffer. And if it means that they are
I spent a day there before I got involved with this. They're suffering. This is not
good.
They don't.
The real criminals ought to suffer. The ones who are not real criminals don't belong in there in the first place.
They're not having an easy life in there, I can assure you.
Well, they ought not to if they've been convicted of something that's really
bad.
But
that's some of the things we talk about.
Yeah.
And we had plenty of people who called the radio show who agreed with what you just talked about.
Right.
You know? And so those are the type of topics that we try to do here on a local show, and that's what local radio is all about.
That's right. We can tie it into the Nash because the attitudes are the same. All right, so the Festival of Toys, should you be moved by Marty's plea, his involvement, his suggestion, the Festival of Toys, you can send your gifts, whatever they may be, to Box 1, Box Number 1, Eau Claire, EAUCLAIRE, Wisconsin, 94703. And I think the best thing I can do for you is to, as always, extend my well wishes to you and your wife, and a Happy New Year. Everybody at the radio station.
Always great to talk to you, Doug.
Nice talking to you, Marty. Take good care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Doug's a good day. 17 before the hour.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average.
Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip-up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And the gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MY-BONIVA.
My Boniva, not yours, Richie. It's My Boniva.
No, it's My Boniva. Boniva.
Mine. My, as my friend Donald, who works with me on the farm, Donald Eva, says, it's Mayan. We laugh each
not
time.
Not urine?
It's yeah, right.
Not urine. Mayan. Mayan.
It's Mayan. I said, I want to take that tractor home. No, it's Mayan. No, no. What's Mayan is urine. Thank you. All right, let's see what the story is. The latest on the WikiLeaks founder, Mr. Assange, who turned himself in to British authorities yesterday, about this time, over the arrest warrant that had come from Sweden, he was denied bail.
Must be
really bad. The judge's name was Howard Riddle. How'd you like to... Judge Riddle?
The Riddler.
Yeah. He said that he had substantial grounds to believe that Mr. Assange would not show up for further court proceedings.
Yeah.
Really?
You think?
Did someone leak that to him?
You know what? Here's something as a result. I'm very happy, frankly, and I've said this very, very boldly, bluntly on the air, that these things are coming out. Here's here's an example of the sorts of things that have been hidden. The Middle East, we all know, or our gut tells us the Saudi Arabians are not our friends. If you look at some of these back-and-forth memos, you can see how bad these guys really are and how we know that they're bad, but yet we still play footsie with them because they have their hand on the spigot of so much oil and control so much of public opinion in the Middle East. But these people are bad guys, and there's money all over the place being funneled from Saudi Arabia interests to terrorists everywhere. We all thought it. We sensed it. We had this image in our mind, and yet some of the people who are supposedly good Americans said, oh, those guys are our friends.
We didn't think it. We knew it.
Of course we knew it. So now here's the next step. The president of Syria told State Department officials that his government was not sending sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah. However, what we have found out by looking at these cables is that they are, and by the way, the Obama administration has lodged a protest, accused them of doing precisely what they said they weren't doing, because they have the goods
on them based on some of the information in these cables. So they're sending missiles to Hezbollah. These are the Syrians, who, by the way, last year got almost $1 billion in aid from the United States. What's another thing? Why are we giving, we're in the hole here for trillions and trillions of dollars. Why do we give these no-good SOBs any of our money? We say it's to keep a balance of power. These people are tucking it to us 85 ways from Sunday, and we want to continue to have them tuck it to us?
That's my thing.
What is the matter with us?
If we would just take 6 months to a year off from giving all of these people money who we really reluctantly give money to, we'd be fine.
Yep. Why is that such a difficult concept to grasp? If all of these fussing and fighting about taxes for the rich and all this other stuff, stop giving money to people who want to screw us. 51 past the hour.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now 53.
Yep.
53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Lots of focus on technology. Did you know that AT&T is a shocker, Rich? Story floating around today that AT&T ranks the worst among providers for
and the weird thing is
cell phones.
I have AT&T,
and
it doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah.
You love your iPhone.
Well. And I don't make as many calls because of my iPhone.
Really? Keeps you out of that loop.
I used to not be able to call my wife from the grocery store because you'd lose the signal.
Yeah.
No, I text her.
All right, Richie, blow your nose.
I know, it's really gross.
Time now for our technology. Taylor, speaking of technology, here visiting with us every day at this time with an answer to a compelling question. Today's question, do you know which electronic reader is number one? Number one, numero uno, el primero. Do you know, Richie? I bet you don't know. Jennifer, I bet you don't know.
No idea.
I bet nobody knows.
I have a guess.
Except Alex Goldfein, keep it to yourself, who will be here to answer the question in his own way next on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled hand.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Research company ChangeWave released a new survey last week that found that the iPad is gaining on the Kindle when it comes to electronic readers. 47% of e-reader owners own a Kindle, and 32% have an iPad. ChangeWave typically surveys professionals and early adopters, and to a lesser extent, mainstream consumers like you and I. But here's my gripe with the survey. The iPad and the Amazon's Kindle are so not in the same device category that it's not fair to compare them as e-readers. If people want to only read books, they buy a Kindle. If people want to do 1,000 other things very well, and sometimes maybe read books, they get an iPad. iPad owners are generally not predominantly using the device to read books. They browse the web, they watch movies, they look at their photos, they listen to their music, which makes this survey's findings off-kilter, at least to me. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes for free at TechTaylorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And you can connect easily on the GoodDayShow.com to Alex as well. It's time now for us to focus a little bit more of our attention on this holiday season, because it is a time of joy. It is a time of goodwill. And for a lot of you, a lot of women, there is a lot of stress involved. Brian Osich is here now with a purveyor of one of life's most decadent pleasures. And this goes along with some tips on helping you melt your stress away.
The holidays are perfect for relaxing and enjoying time with family and friends, but in a recent survey by premium chocolate maker Lindt, 70% of women say they get stressed during the holidays, especially when it comes to gift giving and gift wrapping. Ann Chaya is a Lindt master chocolatier and has easy ways to de-stress with premium chocolate.
Looking for the perfect gift? Something everyone loves is affordable luxuries. Lindt Smooth Melting Lindor Truffles are available in a wide variety of delicious flavors and price points that fit any budget. They're ready to give, so no wrapping is necessary.
Chaya says Lindt Chocolate is also making dreams come true through the What's at the Center of Your Dreams giveaway.
Dream truffles have been hidden inside specially marked packages of Lindor truffles, and the lucky people who find them will instantly receive $5,000 to fulfill their dreams.
For more, including how to enter the daily online giveaway, log on to Lindt.com. That's Lifestyles from Lindt.
All right, let's keep focused on the holiday season for a little bit. The season of lights, some people call it. Today, that enchanting lifting and lighting can be much more efficient and friendly to the environment. Kate Brooks has more with one expert who's focused on this.
You don't have to be Ebenezer Scrooge to want to save on energy. And right now, the U.S. spends about $37 billion a year on lighting, which isn't helped by the many holiday decorations up this time of year. Ann Gerton is a lighting expert at the Sylvania Lighting Company. She says new LED technology is making the holidays a little merrier.
Light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, are the latest improvement in all kinds of lighting decorations. They use 80% less energy, are more durable, and can last years longer.
What kind of cool LED products are out there?
My favorite for holiday gatherings are the Sylvania LED placemats that have twinkling little lights right in the mat. They're easy to clean, and there's also an LED table runner to go with them. We also have dimmable Sylvania LED light bulbs that look great in dining room fixtures. LED bulbs come in familiar A-line and candelabra shapes and will help you save money on your electric bill all year round.
For more, log on to Sylvania.com. That's Lifestyles from Sylvania.
Good day, making your season a bit brighter and greener, 59 past the hour.